Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring back our really good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Eva is an original family member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 18th anniversary. She is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. In her new book, brand spanking new, Deduct Everything, and all kinds of tax strategies, tax-reducing strategies inside this book. She's our dear friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It is great to be here.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Eva?
It is, and after, you know, 18 years, and I'm only 20 years old.
I know.
Now.
We got you right out of elementary school.
You did.
Eva, we got new tax filing dates coming up.
We do, and they are so
just confusing. When I learn together.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you've got those memorized, everything's changing. And the last time they did that, which was a long time ago, I ended up with some serious penalties for missing the filing date.
Wow.
Which I managed to get IRS to waive. I had over $10,000 in penalties because I missed it. Yes. This time they're publicizing it well in advance. So here's the deal. Partnerships, we used to file them in April. Now they're due in March.
Huh.
S-corporations don't change, but regular corporations, which used to be in March...
A C-corp.
The regular C-corporations are now due on April 15th.
What?
Yeah, and they're filed. The extension isn't in September anymore. You get an extra month. You get until October.
But not S-corps.
Not S-corps. S-corps don't change. They stay.
Wonder
the
why they did that.
They did that for the purpose of getting information into the hands of individuals trying to do their tax returns on time.
Mm-hmm.
With C-corporations, they don't flow through to anybody. Partnerships and S-corporations do.
Hmm.
And so we need to get those numbers to file our personal tax
mm-hmm.
returns. So I'm going to be posting all of these different dates on my website this coming week so that you can see what the
No, you're right. That makes sense. That makes sense on the S-Corp because they've got to be done before the personal done so you can get the all that over there. So what about LLCs?
Well, LLCs, it depends on how they decide to file. And so an LLC, if it's filing as a C-corporation, gets additional time. If it's filing as a partnership, it's due on March 15th.
Aren't most LLCs, don't they usually behave as a corp?
No, it depends. Most LLCs, people have no clue what they're doing, and they're on their Schedule C as disregarded entities.
Ah.
In fact, most LLCs should never even exist,
but
somebody listened to a commercial
and
bought one.
But I've had LLCs, and I operated them the right way, and we operate them as corps, though, not as partnerships.
Of course.
And,
because you know what you're doing.
Well, and so are you saying, it looks to me like an LLC operated as a corp would need to be a March date, too.
An LLC operating as a corp now has an April 15th due date next year.
See, that doesn't make any sense because I've got to do the same thing with that LLC information to the individual as
no,
I do...
Don't. Not if it's a corporation. If it's a C corporation, it files its own tax return.
I know. Well, okay. So does a sub S, but those.
No, no. With the sub S, the income flows through to the personal.
I know, but you still have to file the return.
Of course, but with a C corporation, it stands alone. It pays taxes.
But wait a minute. My LLCs pass through.
Then they're not C corporations.
I know, but they pass through losses.
Then they're not C corporation.
Okay.
Then they're S corporation.
An LLC, limited liability company.
A limited liability company is nothing. It's a bucket. and you
right.
have to decide
but
what
you operate,
the fuck it is.
You operate with it, and it has it's like it has profits and losses.
If you've operated as an S corporation,
right.
then you're going to get a K-1, and you're going to report that on your personal return.
I never heard anybody use LLC and S corp in the same sentence.
Well, you can have an LLC and make it and elect to be an S corporation.
Ah, okay.
So an LLC on its own, if you do nothing and there's one owner,
right.
it's on your Schedule C. If there mm-hmm. are two owners and you do nothing, it's a partnership.
Yeah,
so
you're right about that.
Yeah. You have okay. to elect to be a C corp or an S corp.
Right. And that has to be done in March. Okay,
by
folks, now we're all thoroughly confused, but pay attention. Ask your own representative, but this is the important thing to know is things have changed. Pay attention. Don't get run over by a bunch of penalties. Quick break, 20 tail, right back with Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blasinger.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.